Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Bocek. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Gregory. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Gregory. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wes Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards second. Burnett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bocek, who is chasing the ball. Trosky reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocek takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Farrell moves to third. Spencer moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swanson who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Spencer scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Jake Miller now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee scores. One out. It's 6-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. One out. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Bocek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Swanson, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Spencer moves to third. It's 9-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Lee moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Porter moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee scores. Porter moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. Burnett moves to second. 2 outs. It's 12-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Swanson bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Farrell who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. Swanson goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Indians. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. 1 out. It's 12-4, Indians. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt takes first base on ball 4. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bocek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wyatt hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bocek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bocek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swanson scores. Kress moves to third. It's 12-5, Indians. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale moves to third. 2 outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stoneham pinch runs for Al Simmons. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Stoneham moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Stoneham moves to third. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stoneham scores. Appling moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-6, Indians. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Farrell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.